This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, June 14th, brought to you by Stratovation Group. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. This week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers is Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow. In her conversation with Andrew Hochul, the Michigan Democrat admits there are similarities between both parties on some opinions of farm programs.
We have a lot of similarity in dairy. Dairy is very, very important. We have a lot of similarity in proposals I mentioned on crop insurance, area-based crop insurance. There's a lot of similarities.
Stabenow says the House Farm Plan offers support without a funding source.
My Republican colleagues have put forward a huge increase in the commodity title, not paid for, most of it not paid for at all, which causes other problems. And they're splitting the farm and food coalition, which means you can't get the votes. When you take money out of the nutrition title to fund anything else, but particularly if it's huge, massive increases, 100% increase in a government payment for certain southern crops and so on, that's just not going to get votes. We're going to lose votes on that.
Stabenow wants a farm bill that supports all farmers and says even the current plan fall short.
The current even commodity payments give about 80% of the government payments to 10% of the farmers. And what they propose makes it even more extreme. So I'm concerned. Like we have 30% of our growers and our beginning farmers that don't get any of what's called the commodity title, Arkin PLC, and that needs to be changed. We have similarities in proposals, but it's really important that we represent all regions and not make the regional divide among agriculture worse.
Stabenow says it's pointless to promote policy that cannot see enough votes to pass either chamber.
Unfortunately, it's pretty safe to say that what came out of the House committee can't get the votes on the House floor as it's written right now. It just won't get the bipartisan votes. And so I don't want to bring a bill out of the committee in the Senate that has the same fate. It needs to be bipartisan. We need to be negotiating it together.
Republicans this week said Stabenow's policy demands are keeping them from approving the farm programs that farmers need. The AgriPulse Newsmakers program featuring Chairwoman Stabenow is available now at www.agripulse.com. This week, South Dakota Representative Dusty Johnson helped to form the Sustainable Aviation Caucus. Johnson says renewable fuel policy draws a lot of fire on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, we do a fair amount of fighting in this country about biofuels, really about 16 billion gallons a year, and whether or not we're hitting that number or falling short. To put that 16 billion, which has a huge impact on American agriculture, of course, in context, the global aviation fuel market is 200 billion gallons a year. Now, maybe half of that in the intermediate term could be shifted over to sustainable aviation fuel. So even if our country only got a third of that market, you're talking about unlocking twice the impact that we've seen in ethanol. And that's why I just don't want us to lose the thread on how big aviation fuel could be for biofuels. We got to stay focused, and we got to do it in a bipartisan way.
Republican Johnson, along with Kansas Democrat Sharice Davids, helped to bring together the nine-member caucus. A press release from David says, quote, by accessing federal policy, holding forums, and bringing together public and private partners, the caucus will play a key role in the integration of new technologies into the nation's aviation network. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Stratovation Group. Ready to elevate your impact and results? Look no further than Stratovation Group. Our team of research and marketing pros understands the challenges faced by agribusinesses and organizations by engaging with the hardworking farmers who drive your success. We dig deeper to uncover insights that fuel your growth through smart, informed strategies that work. We're not just advisors, we're your growth partners. Visit StratovationGroup.com to see where strategy meets innovation. Stratovation Group, proud research partners with AgriPulse. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.